that wake you? I can't really sleep. I don't know. Maybe I think it was the nap I took this afternoon. It lasted a little too long. Now it's 3 o'clock in the morning. No, I don't wanna. I don't wanna do that. Not right now. But you know, sometimes it's nice being able to stay up late at night, because don't you feel like the person you are at night is different than the one in the morning? The you when the sun comes up, pouring your coffee and eating your breakfast, and the you who walks out the door every day and greets people, talks to people, compared to the you at night. After the sun's gone down and you're left with your thoughts. I don't know. There's kind of this, like, stillness, this kind of melancholy that only happens at night. And you know how much I love to sleep. So I don't really get to experience it that often. Just let me wax my poetic for a second. Because I feel like the me at night also loves you differently than the me in the morning. The me when the sun is out. I mean, well, yeah, I do mean it like that, but I also mean it like this. Like right now, when we're just lying next to each other, and you're probably already asleep again, half asleep at best, when I can just make out the dim silhouette of your shoulders and your neck, and I can cuddle up next to you. And inhale your scent. didn't even really like cuddling. But I guess I just wasn't doing it with the right person. You're just the right amount of warm and gentle. Or maybe it was because I was never really open to being open. Letting someone put their arms around me and really letting myself sink into that. Let not only my body be held, but my mind, my soul, my heart. The night used to be something that I always associated with being lonely. But I opened my eyes and you're right next to me. And it feels like this crazy dream, this crazy miracle. And there's a part of me that is still anxious, wound up tight. Holding on. Holding on to parts of myself that I don't know if I want to let you see yet. Parts of myself that if I let you touch them, and you go away, I don't think I'll ever be the same again. I'm sorry. That was kind of dark. I don't wanna make it sound like I'm holding myself back. But I can't. I can't really hold back with you. It feels so good. You feel so good. And I'm scared of good things because nothing lasts forever, right? Nothing lasts forever, and I'm scared that one day I'll open my eyes and you won't be next to me. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Except that I love you. The night is long, but the sun comes up and I love you. And I'm so so scared because no one is supposed to be this kind and this loving and this thoughtful and considerate. And there's always supposed to be a catch. Right? Like there's gotta be a yin and yang, like a balance to all of the goodness that I'm getting. There's a part of me that screams that emotion has to make sense. But it doesn't make sense with you, and it doesn't make sense in all of the right ways. And you make the darkness feel warm. And you make the sadness feel sweet. And I don't know if it's ever gonna be like this ever again with anyone else, and I just want to be the best lover for you. I fall more and more for you every day. And I just can't help but wonder if the honeymoon stage is ever gonna end, because I've been honeymooning since the day I saw you. Can you believe that? Of course you're asleep. You're asleep, and I've been rambling.